Now, Caroline Crawford explains what goes on when the Institute of Astronomy throws open its doors to the public.
Well, our main activities, we open up for the Saturday afternoon and it's just open doors and we've got lots of demonstrations and posters and activities and talks and just entertaining stuff going on all about astronomy.
Is it generally for families or is it for people who want to look a bit more in depth into astronomy or is it just for anyone?
Well, we get such a range of audience. We do try and cater for everyone. So there's something for the people, the keen amateurs who want to know a bit more and actually meet some astronomers and talk to them. But in practice, a lot of our audience is families. So we do have a lot of craft activities and maybe art activities and even just running around activities, really just meant to work some energy off and keep the families organised and entertained as well.
One of the make and do activities you have, it's genius in its simplicity, but it's a spectroscope made from a CD. How does that work?
Oh, we're very proud of these. It's really to tie in with the idea that this is the International Year of Chemistry. And of course, astronomers, once you get outside the solar system, we only have light that we can work with. It's the only way we find out about stuff that's out there in cosmic objects. And so part of this activity is showing how we use light and we split it into its constituent colours and then how we use this resulting spectrum to discover about the light source or about matter between us and the light source. So we're exploring the idea of emission lines and absorption lines and continuum spectra. And the best way to demonstrate it is to actually have people make this little spectroscope very quick to make. They can take it home afterwards and then just try it out on different light sources. So at the minute here in my office, I'm assembling different light bulbs and light sources that people can try their spectroscopes out on. And hopefully they'll see that we can determine things like the elements that are in a cloud of gas emitting this light. We can also explain about how we can work things out about the density and temperature of the cloud of gas. We can also work out how a material is moving from the blue shift and the red shift. And in effect, just build up a picture of all the information we can get from a spectrum.
So there's lots of important lessons to learn from a very, very simple bit of kit.
Yes, all you need is a dead CD and a bit of cardboard, and we'll show you how to construct your very own spectroscope.
So while the children are making and doing and running about, what is there for adults who might want to go a bit deeper into the information?
Well, of course, we've got some demonstrations which are geared much more to adults, maybe talking about things like gravitational lensing. We've even got remote sensing from balloon. So we're going to have a large tethered balloon and just talk about the concept of how astronomers use, well, and geologists use that for mapping out planetary surfaces from above. And, of course, we've got talks. There are always talks running in the lecture theatre. Again, some are geared for more for children, but then some are quite in-depth. Topics such as supermassive black holes in the hearts of galaxies and how we know about them. Or there's one about the history of our understanding of the Milky Way. We try and have a range of topics covered. And of course, there are always astronomers everywhere staffing all the activities. And so there are people to actually talk to and to quiz and question. Another thing that we have that's quite a good resource here is we have a library, a historical library at the Institute. And our librarian is putting together a wonderful exhibition. It's called Spectra from the Stars. So it's carrying on this idea of using spectra and light. But it's showcasing the work of Sir William and Lady Huggins, who are both very keen amateur astronomers. But he's using photographs and signed preprints from them and constructing display all about their pioneering work on stellar spectroscopy.
Once the sun goes down, your activities don't stop. You're also doing public observing. Now, what can people actually come and observe?
Well, I will hasten to add, we can only do public observing if it's actually clear, which who knows at this stage whether it will be. We do a twofold thing. First of all, we've got a couple of historical, so Victorian telescopes, which are fantastic because people can go and put their eye to the eyepiece and look through them. And these look like you expect a telescope to look. They're large buildings with grand structures in them. So people can queue and look through those telescopes. We also have small baby telescopes around that people can, and binoculars we can lend. The other feature, though, is we run a floor show with the local Cambridge Astronomical Association, and they have three large modern telescopes where they pipe the output through a computer out to a data projector, and so they have a display from three telescopes at once, and they have a floor show where they actually talk, they're mic'd up, and they talk about what you're seeing, give you a sort of guide around the sky. So it's a bit of combination of everything.
the public observing at the Science Festival is presumably quite an important one, because although you do it throughout the winter, this is probably the last chance.
It will be the last chance for this winter season. We run right through October through to March when the hour changes. And so this Saturday is your last opportunity.